ZEW. This is KQ4 LOO. KO4ZEW. This is KQ4 LOO. KQ4 LOO. Standing by, monitoring.
KB4CBA mobile.
Dave, KQ4 LOO here.
Oh, I believe it is. How are you doing today, sir?
Hitting whatever lung infection that I've got going on. I guess you can tell I got a difference in my voice here.
I don't know that I've ever had a lung infection, but it doesn't sound like it'd be any fun.
This is the second time in like about a month and a half people have had it.
Normally have any COPD problems?
Not had up to this point, but I can tell you this, the antibiotic regimen sucks.
That's the downside of some antibiotics. They get rid of the bad bacteria, but they also get rid of the good bacteria that you need. And it makes life kind of difficult.
Kind of makes you feel like feces at the same time.
I've got to arrange an appointment with a doctor, and so I may be back on an antibiotic. But anyway, we'll see. Just have to see what he has to say. But anywho, well, I finally got all my radios run on my Hustler 6 BTV antenna. And I've got all but, I think, four of them buried. I put five of them out 20 feet long in each direction. And so I've got, you know, 20 out there. And hopefully... that's all I'll need to do. I might need to do some minor tuning, but, well, this guy just wants to get hit, I guess. Oh, man. Anyway, KP4CPA.
Rig and setup, is it directional antennas?
Sorry, say again, I'm in a bad place.
Your rig and your radio and setup, is it directional antennas?
I've got an ICOM 2730. It's a dual bander, 2 meter 440, and I've got a little what's that thing called? It's a little 9-inch tall black tube, and they aren't giving them away. But it screws onto a MNO mount, if you know what that is. So that's how big around it is, and 9 inches tall. But it does a decent job.
You have the ICOM 2730 Bravo with a diamond antenna set up on my mobile.
I've got the diamond mount and antenna. And I used it on my Mustang. It worked really good on the trunk, but it doesn't work on my 4Runner. It needs more of a ground plane than this has to offer, and it just does not perform. I was really disappointed, so I had to go with this thing. And yeah, the 4Runner, mine is a 4x4. It sits up tall, and so, you know, I don't have a tremendous amount of clearance going into the garage, so I just can't, you know, even if with it on the hood, it hit, so I had to, it's got got a feature where you can lift the antenna up and lay it over. I had to do that every time I pulled it in the garage. And it wasn't working, so I just bought this other thing. I can't even think of the name of it.
A feature I like about my Diamond, I can lift it up and bend it over. But I've got a friend that I used to work with. He went and started doing something else. But he had a Comet antenna. I'm sure you're familiar with those. But he had one of those, and he could do all kinds of stuff with it on his little vehicle he had. He had a small car. But if you got a 4Runner that sits up a little bit like my Suburban does, that might be a good option for that. This Diamond seems to work pretty well for what I got going on here.
I'm in a really bad spot here in Wade Hampton, but I'm getting ready to top the hill. I should clear up.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Is that what you're saying?
But I heard you say you had a friend that had a 4Runner. So what kind of antenna is he using?
No, my friend had a small vehicle with a Comet antenna. I think it was like maybe 12 to 14 inches long, maybe a little bit longer. But it seemed to work pretty well for what he had going on.
Okay, well, I guess that's why I was getting bits and pieces. So I misunderstood you. Oh, Lord. Well, I just came from the gun show and saw a lot of guns and, you know, ammo and knives and, you know, all that kind of stuff you see at a gun show. And the only thing I bought was a speed loader for my 45. I have a Beretta 45, and man, it is one sweet shooting pistol handgun. It's really nice. But anyway, this speed loader, you just open your box of ammo and you just slide it across the rounds, and it picks the rounds up, and then you put this thing on top of it, and it just pushes. You put it on the empty magazine, and it just pushes the rounds down in the magazine all at one time, all in one motion. So it's like it's the fastest speed loader I've ever seen.
Anything like that for 9mm?
For everything, 40 cal, 9mm, 38, you know. So, I mean, whatever you got. There were a couple of guys selling them. I think I paid like $35 for mine, and which is a fair price.
I might be interested in something like that, to be honest with you. I like to have my little fun too, if you know what I mean.
When you're loading, like I've got a Taurus PT-92 9mm, and it holds 14 rounds in the magazine, and you know your thumb gets kind of sore after a while, or mine does. And this thing, I mean, it's just zip and zip, and it's done. And it's just amazing. So, but I've got a semi-speed loader for my 9mm that, you know, that I'm okay with. It eliminates you having to use your thumb. And that's good enough for me, because I shoot the 45 a lot more now than I do the 9. So that's why I got a 45 caliber.
The 9's a little more easy to conceal a little bit, but I've got an FMK. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that company, but it's For My Country with a K. It's an American brand, and I love that little thing. It's accurate out to, shoot, probably 40, 50 yards easily. Straight accurate. You just point shoot and it's there.
Now, what caliber are you talking about?
My 9mm. It's about the same size as the Glock 19. But as a matter of fact, it's the same exact size as the Glock 19.
Yeah, I saw some Glocks today. 19s and I don't know what, I can't remember the 40 caliber model number, but anyway. Well, that's good, 50 feet. Dang, I've got a M1 rifle, and it's only accurate up to 100 yards. So, what's really, you know, the scheme of things is, I guess, all they needed back then, but I'm sure they would have liked to have what they're using now, but anyway. But I'm glad to own one, so, and I've bought some ammo for it, and I've got a bunch of old ammo. I don't know, some of it's probably not any good.
Got a PSA AR that's accurate. I've got it dialed into roughly about 400 yards, and it's tricked out like you wouldn't believe. I don't know if you're familiar with shotguns like the car, but it's a 12-gauge bullpup. And I love both of them things too, and they all have names, just by the way.
KB4CBA. But of course they have names. But, yeah, I've got an old side-by-side 12-gauge that was my father-in-law's, but I got it when he passed away. I got the M1 rifle from him, too. And I have his service revolver. He worked for the city of Greenville for 33 years. He was captain of detectives for a long time during his stay with Greenville City Police, but Captain Earl Watson. But it's been, gosh, next month I think it'll be 11 years when he passed away on St. Patrick's Day. But so I'm having the 12 gauge redone. It's got the rabbit ears on it, and it was missing one of the rabbit ears, and just a couple of cosmetic things, nothing major at all, and the barrel's good inside, and all that's been kept clean, so I'm looking forward to getting that back.
Dad used to have an M1 World War II carbine, but it had more than like the average 5-round clip. And he also had a little 38 police special that he personally named Fred, which is what got me naming mine. But I also have I'm not sure if you're familiar with what a Perna is, but it is, it's basically a gas compressed CO2, basically, projectile tool that projects out pepper spray and tear gas balls, and I love that thing too. I actually got hit with it indirectly because my friend said, "Oh, I so want to shoot this thing." I said, "Please don't." He made the mistake of shooting it upwind, mind you, about 30 yards, and it came back and hit both of us with a passion. When I say with a passion, I mean with a passion, because I was coughing, throwing up, and my nostrils were on fire for 3 days afterwards. That's 30 yards upwind.
Well, you know, they test that. Police officers have to know what that's like. They get tased, you know, they go through all that stuff. And so I worked for the county 5 years at their vehicle service center on Keith Drive there in Greenville. Right off of 291, and so one of the deputies came in one day with a little thing of pepper spray or whatever it was, and he just went, psst. I mean, that short of a spurt, it was just, and I thought, well, that's not going to do anything. About, I don't know, it took about 10 minutes maybe. And the shop door was open, no windows, just a door, big garage door. And all of a sudden I started feeling it, and I had to go outside. I mean, it ran all of us out, all the mechanics and the managers out, and we were all standing outside choking and coughing. I can't imagine what that would be like, getting a full dose of that right in your face. I can't even imagine.
What I have is a BYRNA burner, and I've got about probably $1,500 invested in that thing. The basic thing, it looks like a pistol, about a 45 caliber, but it's actually a 68 caliber. Basically like a paintball gun, but it shoots out balls that explode right on impact. And my friend, like I was saying, he shot it upwind at the river and hit a rock about 30 yards up, and about maybe 5 seconds later, we were both coughing and throwing up, and my eyes were on fire, my nostrils were on fire, my lungs were on fire for about maybe 15, 20 minutes, but my nostrils were on fire for 3 days. I couldn't imagine getting hit directly with something like that. Give me a second, by the way, because I have to answer nature's call, and I definitely want to take up this conversation again.
Need to jump out, so this will be a good time. I'm at the house. Sorry about that. KB4CBA.
I feel out there. Look into BYRNA.com for non-lethal options, which is what I prefer. It's actually comes with a magazine, the what looks like a pistol, but it's not. I got the black version, so it actually looks like one, so that way you can probably deter anything before you have to use anything. And look into the pepper spray and tear gas balls, which is called the Max balls. Just check into that. This will be KQ4LOO standing by.